Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Baskin of Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Dan, you haven't given me anything to kind of riff to. So I got to tell you my... I got a call from an agent that wants me to start doing like just little raps so people can sample me after last week. 51,000 hits. Thank you. Do you even care? I don't even think he's listening to the show. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Always a pleasure to be with you. We've talked about a lot of different things. Mary Kay Cabot joined us at 11 o'clock. Frank Stams was with us at 11:40. We did a little NFL rapid fire. Talked about the Guardians. Jeff's going to talk about some college quarterbacks coming up here in a minute, but I still think the overwhelming story in town is without a doubt your Cleveland Browns and, you know, how they pick up the pieces. And so I started to get into the optimism, and I know we didn't really kind of fully hit that, where I do have a tinge of optimism for the Browns, and it all starts with this week. My optimism will be gone if they lose to the Steelers this week in Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh, you know, had a week off to rest.
1-5 will do that to you.
Yeah, so I kind of feel like for me, this is a make-or-break game. This is a must-win. I don't know if you've ever heard of those kind of games before, but I feel like if they can beat Pittsburgh, they definitely can beat Miami. New England, I'm a little confused on after last week. And then you got the bye and the Jets before you play Baltimore again on the 16th. And who knows what Baltimore's going to look like on November 16th. There's a window of opportunity for them to turn things around here. Just don't look backwards, because if you do, you're going to fall off a cliff with four losses and one win, especially when you go back and look at the fact that you should have won Cincinnati and you probably should have won this week. So,
and you shouldn't have beaten Green Bay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Once you should be 2-3.
I'm going to be optimistic, Jeff. I'm going to say they should be 3-2.
Go ahead.
They should have won that game.
You go ahead.
Against Green Bay. I don't know. Do you see what I see, though, if they can? Okay, so you gave Gabriel a game. Now he's a little bit more comfortable. You played a pretty good team. You were far, far away from home. You're going to be on the road again this week. It's going to be very hostile against Pittsburgh.
The Vikings were far away from home, too.
Yeah, but they were used to it. Like, they were in. They were used to it. That was their secondary home.
Okay.
They had been there for almost 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's enough.
You're going to hate it when the league has a team in that stadium they were playing in. Tottenham Hotspur. The league is... Help me, Dan, if you believe what I'm saying. The NFL will have a team playing in the stadium the Browns played in this weekend within the next 4 years, 5 years. I'm going to say 5 years. I'll play it safe. Within the next 5 years, the NFL will have a team that will be permanently based out of the stadium that they played in this weekend.
If you would have asked me that before the beginning of this season, I would say yes. But now, from what you've heard of rumblings, I'm going to say no.
Why?
Because I think they're more hell-bent on getting 18 games than they are getting another team.
If they get the 18th game, they're going to want to be there.
Correct.
That's why I'm saying that.
But I don't think it's going to coincide the same exact time. Like, I got a feeling there's going to be a buildup. Now, if you'd say 10 years, I'd say yes. 5 years, I feel, is a little soon. 10, I think you have.
You should have heard the guys raving about the locker rooms before the game on the pregame show.
That's great.
They kept saying that this stadium that they built in London is so built for the NFL that NFL teams are now currently looking at that stadium to build stadiums here in the state.
Oh, they should be. I mean, there's so much money coming into those, you know, professional soccer stadiums. It's out of control. I'll tell everyone six times over, I still think the Dome needs to have what Real Madrid has, where they fold in the grass and have it grow under the stadium. So that way you have real grass growing inside of a dome. Like, these stadiums are out of control.
Wait, are you saying that they have hydroponics the other way? It's almost like on a treadmill?
Oh, it's on a tile. We've put it on at CLE Talking Heads before, where we've shown people have the video of the breaking down of the field with the natural grass going and how it goes under the stadium and grows down there for them to then have other events and that stuff.
Upside down?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It said, I'll retweet
it. Where did you learn all this vast knowledge of hydroponics? I'm just curious.
Hey, man, the internet's a hell of a place.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Message boards all over, man. You know, there were things before Reddit. We went places, figured things out.
What are you buying that? No, you think the NFL will have a team in London in the next 5 years?
No.
And why not?
I just don't think logistically one team in London works.
So what would you do? Add three? Add four?
I'd continue to do what they're doing. No, I don't know. I think it'll be very difficult to make that, to pull that off.
Well,
maybe one day it happens. I don't think it happens in the next 5 years.
If they get a plane that can fly a little bit faster than what they're...
Yeah, we had that. They didn't use it anymore.
Yeah, why did they get rid of the Concorde? Does anyone know? Other than the fact that one had a little mishap, I think, at the end. It was bad. I think... And by the way, somebody was talking about trying to build a tube through the Atlantic Ocean to get you from New York to London in like 45 minutes. Yeah, okay. I'd go on that, wouldn't you?
You think? Yeah, absolutely.
You would?
Oh, yeah.
45 minutes to London from New York. Wouldn't that be awesome? Right?
I'm here for it.
I'm just making sure.
You don't
sure.
have to tell me twice. The problem is who's going to pay for it and who's going to do it and how do you get the land and all that stuff. And that's how everything gets caught up in litigation.
Fellas thought going down and looking at the Titanic underwater was a good idea, too.
Robert's in Brecksville. Hi, Robert.
You are right. It's probably not going to be one team. I think it'll end up being two teams in Europe. Well, one of the things that it's like being
you were there, right? You were there on Sunday.
Yeah. Of course. I called in from Quick Prediction.
I'm letting people know. It's not Robert. Yes, you act like people. Yes. Oh, that's Robert from Brexville.
Robert. Everybody knows he was in London.
He's back from London.
Yes.
A little grouchy today, Robert. I apologize.
One of the things. No, you're fine. One of the things that I picked up on that you hear about it, but witnessing it firsthand, there was a lot of people that live locally within Europe. I can tell you how many English folk I met that were wearing jerseys from any team, doesn't matter what team. A lot of them lived, you know, locally. There was three or four people that live like maybe about two or three train stops south of Tottenham that were, you know, once a game and got off. There's people I met from Germany that were local fans, Vikings and Browns. So, yeah, there's a big NFL fandom over there. It'll probably be two just to make it work like how they did with the Vikings, just whenever one team from the States goes over to Australia for 2 weeks and come home. But, yeah, I don't know whether it's 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, but I could definitely
see it. Okay, so what did we learn from the Vikings being over there for 2 weeks? That's the question. Because it seemed like that was the, hey, let's put our foot in the water on this and see if the Vikings can stay for 2 weeks.
What?
Can we get a team to do that eight times in a row?
You know what I think we learned up front is that fans from the States are more likely to, it'll be a takeover just because a lot of the Vikings fans, even though it was a Browns home game, the Vikings fans, they did Dublin and then they went to the UK and did London. So I think it'll be more of a takeover in some sense for the team that's coming from the States.
All right, Robert.
There was
thank
a lot
you.
Of yeah.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. I don't know. There you go. Have somebody that actually went to the game. Aaron's in Cleveland. Hi, Aaron. How are you?
Gentlemen, it's a rainy day in Cleveland, but there was a ray of sunshine on Sunday. They looked like a football team. The tight ends were doing good. The running backs were doing good. But they need to figure out a way to get the ball to the receiver because it's making them so predictable. I mean, I think Jerry Jeudy had one touch in the first half, and that's just not acceptable. We need to be a more diverse football team in what plays we're calling, who we're running with, and what we can do. Because right now, teams are just honing in on our bread and butter, and we need to do something else about it.
Well, I mean, Quinshon still ended up with over 100 yards in the game. I mean, if you're saying running is, I think there were a number of factors going into this game, Aaron, that were a little different. You know, you've got a young quarterback that's going out there for the first time. There was no way they were going to walk away from high percentage plays. I even said it on Friday during Two Keys and a Lock that they were going to run short yardage passes to tight ends, and look what happened. Boom, same thing. I mean, I don't think it took a genius to figure that out, but when you have a rookie quarterback playing for the first time and you're trying to build confidence and knowing that the head coach has pressure on him, he doesn't want to turn the ball over, and they did do that. That is one thing that they did accomplish, Aaron.
92.3 The Fan, breaking news.
According to Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero, news coming down that the Bengals are trading for Joe Flacco. Again, Bengals trading for Joe Flacco, according to Tom Pelissero and Ian Rappaport.
Wow.
No idea the return.
Wow. Really?
Oh, my God.
Do you think
God.
Flacco walked in and asked for a trade?
That's
I would have heard him.
It's a great league.
I will say this. Can we give Jeff credit? Jeff said before we walked in the door something gigantic would happen today.
You sniffed this out like a champ.
Thank you.
And we thought you had gas.
Nope. Thank you very much.
You were onto something.
Thought it was gas. I told these guys, I have a feeling something big is going to happen during our show, either a firing or a trade.
What are we getting? Did you say what we're
doesn't,
getting?
It
Do we
matter.
Know?
No
I'm just
idea.
Curious.
It'll be, you know what it'll be, Andy? It'll be a you'll get... you'll get a sixth round pick and you'll trade a seventh and Joe Flacco.
A $25 gift card to Skyline Chili.
And they traded within the division.
The Browns must not think Joe has much left if you're going to trade him in division.
Well, so let's break this down. Obviously, Flacco did what they needed him to do, start the first couple games of the season, and then they didn't get the results they wanted, so then they had the opportunity to move Gabriel up and make him the starter. We saw that on Sunday. So he went from starter to demoted to number two to traded the following Monday. Joe Flacco, again, according to Tom Pelissero, and who was the second person he said?
Ian Rappaport,
has been traded to the Cincinnati Bengals.
Now multiple reports, Adam Schefter chiming in, saying Joe Flacco and a sixth-round pick to the Bengals for a fifth-round pick.
So what I laid out just one round earlier for both. Okay, so here's the deal. Dylan Gabriel.
Right.
Bailey Zappe.
Yep, I was going to say the same thing.
Shedeur Sanders. Not necessarily in that
Shedeur
order.
Shedeur Sanders up, right?
Not necessarily.
Sanders, if you drafted him, you might as well make him the number two quarterback at the worst. What? Why? Why wouldn't you?
Because of this. I don't know that this is the case. Why wouldn't you?
Yes.
You don't think he's ready to play at the NFL level.
Then why did you draft him?
Well, Andy, a lot of guys you draft late aren't ready to play at the NFL level. That's okay.
Can everybody realize
that it's okay? Let the kid develop a little. He could end up being really good. I hope so. In the meantime, you've got three quarterbacks. Do you need a fourth? Could Jameis be coming back?
Well, how do you know? Maybe just
could Russell Wilson be coming to Cleveland?
You don't think they're making another deal for a veteran quarterback? There's no way they're doing that.
No, I don't. But it sure sounds fun when I talk like the Duval guy.
There is no way they're going out and getting it. Again, the breaking news, Joe Flacco traded to the Cincinnati Bengals.
The claw determined which quarterback stays and who goes.
Multiple
Bailey Zappe, baby. Here we go.
Joe Flacco traded to the Cincinnati Bengals. Big headline.
Bailey Zappe, baby.
Well, you had to figure they wanted to see what they're going to get from Gabriel, so we're good. We're good to go on that, right? I think Sanders should be the number two, and they want to make Zappe the number three. Knock it out.
Guess Please, we're not going to talk about college quarterbacks next segment?
No, we'll do that tomorrow. All right, you want to take a quick timeout?
Oh, well, we have to. We have bills to pay.
Well, no, I mean, it's breaking news. If we need to stay on, we stay on. That's how the world works when it comes to breaking news. Joe Flacco traded to the Bengals. Your reaction, 216-474-0092. Never a dull day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In Cleveland. Oh, Joe. Joe Flacco, we knew you once again, and now we don't know you anymore. You're a member of the Cincinnati Bengals. Traded today to Cincinnati from Cleveland, along with a sixth-round pick for a fifth-round pick. I got that right? I got that right. Okay. Oh, man. There is never a dull moment when it comes to the Cleveland Browns. I think we forgot one more thing as we were kind of quickly went to break on this. What does this mean for Deshaun Watson?
It means what you and I have said all along this year.
Like I
might be a chance that he gets activated and is in uniform.
Yeah. Would there be anyone shocked if he went into the 21-day window today or tomorrow?
Yes, I don't think.
You don't think they'd put him in the 21-day window today or tomorrow?
I'll bet not.
Dan?
I would be shocked.
Yeah, I'll bet not.
I mean, that gives them 3 weeks to get him ready to play, and then you've got to buy, right? So essentially gives you a month before, although, no, 21 days has still got to be 21 days. But I got to believe that somewhere Watson's in that equation, Jeff.
Oh, Andy, he's here. He's on the roster. You know, I mean, we've received a lot of grief by even mentioning his name. Well, my God, there's one less obstacle for him to clear right now, isn't there? You don't think... You don't think that Deshaun Watson, healthy, having worked out and done everything, would be an option that they consider over two rookie quarterbacks and Bailey Zappi?
If you were trying to win this year?
If he's healthy and you're paying him, just don't eliminate that thought, folks. Don't eliminate that thought.
So this team that had, what, six quarterbacks at one time? Seven? No. Pickett, Flacco, Sanders, Gabriel.
Safety and numbers, Andy.
Huntley, Watson, six. They had six at one point. Ay, ay, ay.
Well, you're getting rid of him.
Well, if he wasn't going to start, what was the purpose of keeping him here? I thought that last week, yeah.
Because you have two rookie quarterbacks and Bailey's happy. That's the reason you keep him.
Veteran quarterback to set the tone of how to be an NFL quarterback.
Exactly.
You got
right.
Bailey Zappi here. You got here.
And nothing against right. Bailey. Bailey had a huge college career, but that's college. And he's been okay in the pros. There have been moments when people thought he might become something. He still could. Stranger things have happened.
Every day something strange happens with this team. 216-474-0092 if you want to react to the fact that Joe Flacco was traded to the Bengals.
You traded Kenny Pickett, now you've traded Joe Flacco. And you have the two rookies.
Sure glad we had that competition.
And you're 1-4. What's it scream, Andy? It screams you're taking a quarterback next year.
For sure it does. For sure. So let me ask you this. If you had to go out this week and Watson was healthy, give me your quarterback rotation. Give me
Well, that's way too speculative.
So what if it's speculative? That's what we do for a living.
But he's not healthy.
If Watson was healthy today, it could go play this week.
Gabriel, Zappe, Sanders, Watson. And it was a chasm before you hit Watson.
I would agree with that.
You're saying Gabriel, Zappe.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Sanders. Remember, I don't know that I agree.
Zappe has started for this team.
I am not putting Shedeur Sanders in a game midway through it.
Nope, me neither.
If Shedeur Sanders is going to start for this team, he's going to get a full week of reps as the starting quarterback with a game plan built for Shedeur Sanders.
And if they think he's the guy and is good to go, great, put him on the field. Let's go.
Do either one of you guys think that Shedeur Sanders is your backup quarterback next year?
No.
I could say maybe. I think Dylan Gabriel is your backup quarterback next year.
I do too.
And I think Shedeur remains on the roster because he's cheap and you need cheap players.
There's no way. He's going to yell and scream to get out of here at that point. I know. Oh, he's your choice.
I mean, I could either do a Jeff Phelps impression or I could point to Jeff Phelps. Which do you prefer?
Do a Jeff Phelps.
Okay. Do it, but make it nice.
Yeah. Well, you know, Andy, he is under contract.
I'm not that nice.
No, he's not that nice either. Evil Jeff Phelps. Think evil Jeff Phelps. Frank is in Parma. Frank, what do you think? Flacco gone. Thoughts?
Flacco is going to lead the Bengals to the playoffs, and it's going to be another gut punch for Cleveland.
Man, well, that was a great phone call. Top 10 of all time.
Apparently, Frank didn't watch Joe play quarterback here.
Dan in Northfield, Flacco, Bengals, thoughts, go.
Is he the maintenance supervisor or quarterback in Cincinnati?
Dan, Northfield, thank you. Somehow this has become quick predicts.
Well, during the last break, I said, you sure Joe even starts in Cincinnati? I'm not being a smart guy.
No, I hear you.
Jake Browning, when Joe Burrow was out a couple of years ago, it was in 2023, Jake Browning went out and played really, really well. So far this year, he's not played really well. Last game, he wasn't doing a whole lot of great shakes, and they were down. And then late in the game, he started to find it a little bit and threw for a bunch of yards and threw for a bunch of touchdown passes. And I wonder if that's kind of the breakthrough that Jake Browning needed. I don't know. If I'm the Bengals and I saw Jake Browning play the last several games and I saw Joe Flacco play the last several games, I'm flipping a coin. I don't necessarily think they upgraded.
Now I have former Major League Baseball players texting me saying, making up fake trades. Oh, man, it's bad. This is bad.
Ding! There it is.
So according to Diana Rossini of The Athletic, the Bengals internally discussed different options at quarterback. I'm told the team never called the Giants about trading for either Russell Wilson or Jameis Winston before making a move for Flacco. What?
It's the Bengals.
Man. Oh, Joe.
I would think the Bengals wouldn't make this trade, though, with the Browns. And even though they're getting a sixth rounder back and Joe Flacco, I wouldn't think they'd give up a fifth unless they thought Joe was going to start.
I would agree with you. He's going to start this week. Why wouldn't you?
I don't know if he'd start this
week. Why would you bring
him
in if you weren't going to start?
Might not start this week, but I can see him starting.
And true or false, who do the Bengals play this week? I don't even know. I look at you, their defense.
I'll tell you in a minute.
I don't care. Joe throws for 300 this week. Look at his wide receivers.
Hey, you know why they traded for him?
Because he can get the receivers the ball?
Because he's already beaten Green Bay once.
Adam in Cuyahoga Falls. Go ahead, Adam.
He gets him again, baby.
The cheat code.
He's already scouted him.
The cheat code.
Hey, guys. Hope the afternoon's going well. I know we're not really huge on Shedeur here, and it kind of scares me. I heard you guys said we're going to go Dylan Gabriel, Bailey Zappe. If I see Bailey Zappe on a football in a Browns uniform as quarterback, I literally actually might break my TV. And then Shedeur. I know we're not really high on him, but I'm telling you guys, that guy, I think he's the future. I know a lot of us don't believe it, or the fan base. I think Shedeur is. I'm telling you guys, there's something about him. And again, Dylan Gabriel played fine. I heard we're talking about it. We're making fun of the afternoon show. Was saying it was meh, which it was.
He was set up for meh.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I pray it's Shedeur because we need a boost in this locker room. We need a guy to come in, and again, it sounds Baker had it. It's funnier saying as I sound like a 12-year-old.
I know, Adam, we have Myles Garrett, though, don't we? He's a captain. Oh, we traded a captain today. I didn't even think about it. Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it. We traded a captain today.
Shador.
Maybe one injury away?
Joe Flacco is going to need a place to live. Dick and Dayton, can Joe Flacco live with you?
How about it, Dick?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Hey, can Joe Flacco live with you now that he's playing for the Bengals?
I'll tell you what. I lived to be my family was a Browns fan, but it's funny. I said that to my friend. He would go there, but my hope and my family was always a big Cleveland sports fan. And I'm thinking Gabriel will do that. I think it's a smart move.
You like him. All right. They made that. Dick and Dayton, thank you. If Joe Flacco may be calling you for a room, just so you know. It's not that far of a drive.
No, it's not that bad.
It's pretty close. Matt and Hudson, reaction, instant reaction, Northeast Ohio, go.
As bad as you think the Browns receivers room is, you're going to feel even worse when Joe Flacco lights it up in Cincinnati.
I didn't argue with you, Matt.
Well, he's throwing to Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins.
Okay.
Yes, of us.
So what?
It's a little bit of an upgrade.
So what?
Yeah, okay. And the other thing is, look, the Browns will not be drafting a quarterback. I guarantee it.
Will not.
Will not be drafting a quarterback.
Oh, Matt, I believe the beginning of your conversation more than I did the end of that conversation. Again, instant reaction. Joe Flacco traded to the Cincinnati Bengals. Mark in Cleveland. Go, Mark.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, guys. Hey, Jeff, you're forgetting that Joe played for Kevin Stefanski and the Browns. That's why he looks like crap. Anyway, he's going to go to Cincinnati. He's got a different offensive coordinator. He's not going to be handcuffed by Stefanski. And he's probably going to do okay. That's all I got. Thanks.
Thank you. I would trade anything for their wide receivers. Anything. Are we shocked by the reaction? We're talking to the man on the street right now, Jeff.
It's funny how everybody here thinks that the Browns have all these talented guys.
It cracks me up. They think, I'll ask you now, do you think Joe Flacco's in a better situation in Cincinnati?
Absolutely.
216-474-0092. I do too.
Except he doesn't have a running game there, and he doesn't have an offensive line.
I forgot about that offensive line thing.
He could get beat up.
Yeah, I did kind of forget about that.
If he plays, he could get beat up. Hey, Micah Parsons, look at Joe. Boom.
All right, you are filling the hotlines right now. We will get back. We want to hear what you have to say. Again, breaking news this afternoon. Joe Flacco traded to the Cincinnati Bengals. The Browns receive a fifth-round pick back in return. They will also send a sixth-round pick with Joe Flacco. I think it will fit in his suitcase. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.